What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computers Weekly Tech Podcast. This is episode 307, and our podcast is brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and happen to purchase something that gives a little kickback and keeps the podcast ongoing, with me is my co-host Ryan. What's going on?
Back from vacation, trying to get back into the normal swing of things. So
I'm actually super happy. I was like, I'm like really pumped for the podcast, even though I'm like trying to post this on my Facebook page. Hold on, give me a second to do this while we're
get the post out on the social media.
We're doing it live here. But no, it feels really good to be back.
We took a week off, right?
Now it's not letting me. Hold on, share. Share to.
We streamed a little bit last week, but we did not podcast.
Yeah. Wait, did you know on Facebook that there's closed captioning on? I'm just like watching it on Facebook right now, and there's closed caption. I never knew that. That's kind of interesting.
I mean, I can hit the little button here and. Whoops.
I think I just shared it. I don't know. Well, whatever. We have some people in here. Everybody that's in the live stream, definitely good to see you here, and definitely say what's up if you are watching. I'll definitely appreciate all of that. But yeah, no, we're back. We took last week off. I went on like a little mini vacation, and then you just went on a little mini vacation too. So it's just I guess it's not spring break because it's
too early. No, that's next month.
Yeah, it's just like recovery from CES. We'll call it that. We'll call it, even though we weren't at CES.
Didn't go anywhere for that. Yeah,
it's just recovery from all the craziness of all the announcements and everything like that. So if you guys do want to follow along, we have our full show notes page that has everything that we're going to be talking about this week, and you guys can go ahead and follow along and click through and get even more information on everything that we're going to be talking about this week. And we're going to start with a really cool product. You ever we review so many different products, and it always seems like things don't change. And then a company comes out and changes like one thing, or just executes a product well, and you're like, why didn't anybody think of that? That's kind of what this product is. So the company's called Height, which is basically iBuyPower's retail arm. Basically, they created this brand because they're going to be coming out with a lot of products. And their first one is the Revolt 3, which is a mini ITX case. And iBuyPower has actually had the Revolt series was always their small form factor series anyways. And it kind of made sense for them to kind of make this sub brand, I guess, and sell the case. Because I think a lot of people will want this case. Based on my experience with the case, it's one of the easiest mini ITX cases in this sort of form factor to build in. It really is super easy. And they kind of it's one of those things that's like, why didn't anybody else think of this? And they have. So it's sort of like your tower type case. It's that I call this the mini tower. It looks like a building.
it really does. Yeah.
But we've seen this before, NZXT, the H1 and the new H1 V2, kind of the same form factor as well. And this one is very, very functional. I think the big thing that stands out with this one, or a couple of things that stand out. One is that we don't have any of those tempered glass windows, being that this is mini ITX and that it's going to support large graphics cards. You want the most airflow that you can have. And with this case, all the sides have these pretty big openings. There are filters on these as well, but pretty big ventilation on all sides of the case. So no tempered glass windows. And the second thing is that you have a handle up top here. This handle is very heavy duty, built into the case. It's not one of those crappy handles that, when you put your hardware in, it's just going to fail. Nice heavy handle, which makes it great. If you're taking this to a friend's house or you're going to a LAN party or something like that, you can easily just pick your case right up, which I really like. As far as connectivity, you do get two USB 3.0 and then the USB 3.2 type C right here on the front as well. And then your headphone microphone combo port right there that you get there. Another cool thing about this is they have these little, and these are made of metal, these little headphone holders. And there's actually like a metal bar that comes out on both sides. So if you have the case up against the wall on the left or on the right, you still get use of this. So a lot of times we see this like on one side of the case, but then if you have your case oriented the opposite way, you're not going to get it. So this little holder comes out on both sides. And again, it's heavy duty. It's made of metal, which I really like to see, which means one, it's going to be able to hold your headset no matter how big it is. And two, you're not going to like bump it and it's going to break, which happens on a lot of, cheaper products, I would say. And you can take a better look at that handle as well. And the handle goes down. So when you're not using it, you don't have like the handle sticking out of the case, which is pretty cool to see there. Now inside, this is mini ITX, which means it is going to be very tight, but you can actually fit a decent amount of stuff inside here. You can see the filters here on one of the side panels here. You can do up to a 3-slot graphics card in here, which is really impressive. A lot like the 3090 is discreetly 3-slot, but a lot of cards, higher end cards are like 2.5, 2.7 slot, even though they're not slotted for three. But you can fit a 3090 in here, like it's slotted for three. So that's really cool. Now the version that we got comes with a 700 watt power supply. It's an iBuyPower power supply, but what's nice about it is that, and this is SFX power supply, so if you got it without it, you would do the SFX. What's nice about this is that all the cables are like run specifically for this case, so you don't have to worry about extra cable mess, even though you're going to have some because it's such a small case. You don't have that extra cable mess. Like everything fits to the length that it would be, which I really like. Nice. And one of the coolest things about this case is that you have support for up to a 280 millimeter AIO inside for your CPU, which is really impressive on such a small case. And one thing that's really nice when we go into installation is that they call this the radiator door. It's just that it's on this swivel, which means you can install your AIO or radiator, you know, kind of not completely outside the case, but just on the swivel and then close it back in, which is...
Yeah, sometimes those like removable brackets, they're nice, but you have to line everything up just right sometimes, and that can be a pain, whereas half of this is already lined up and on a swivel.
Yeah.
So mounting that radiator and the fans and then just swiveling it back in place, all your thread holes are like lined up so you can secure that back into the case. That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's just one of those things where it's like, why did anybody else think of this? It's definitely on here. As far as hard drive supports, you do have room for two 2.5 inch drives right here. So one here and one here. And then you actually have room for a 3.5 inch drive that goes beside the power supply right here. So three hard drives off the bat. And if your ITX motherboard actually has two M.2 slots, you could theoretically have five hard drives in this tiny ass system, which is pretty awesome. Now there are no cooling fans or anything like that. If you wanted to, at the top, you do have room to put two 80 millimeter fans if you wanted to, but that does cut down the support for your graphics card. So that cuts it down to 320 millimeters instead of, I believe, 350.
Yeah, 350 probably.
Yeah. Yeah, so definitely something to think about if you wanted the extra cooling. Now, as far as installation, it's very easy to build in. You can see, our motherboard goes in pretty easily, running the cables. Now, the 8-pin EPS connector just goes into the it's just long enough. I wish they would have made it just like a tiny bit longer, because you know how that can be a pain to put in. You want to make sure that it gets like, you want to make sure you plug this in before, if you're doing an AIO, you want to make sure you plug this in before you install the AIO or anything else. It's just enough. That's kind of the only real downside to this case that I saw. But yeah, and then, we installed 2.5 inch hard drive. You install the little standoffs here, goes right in easily. No problem there. And then here's our AIO, you install it on the radiator door, and then, it's in there, no problem. And then, I installed the block on there. And again, wires are going to be kind of all over the place, because again, this is a mini ITX. You have a bunch of wires connecting everything. And then this AIO had RGB fans, so you got to connect all that. graphics card. So we installed an MSI RTX 3060, but it's the Tri-X or Gaming X, whichever one, the big one. So this is actually the exact same size as the 3080. It is a big, big card, but I was still able to get it in. I had to kind of angle it down and get it in there, but it went in, and I was really, really impressed. And what's really great is, again, the PCI Express cables are like, you know, they fit, like they go in right, you know, easily right there. It's just, I was really surprised how easily everything went in. You can see, like, I'm just at the end there. If I would have installed the extra fans, I wouldn't have had room. But they do have a pretty good compatibility list on their website, on the Hite website, like the bigger graphics cards out there and which ones will fit and which ones won't. So if you're kind of looking at that, they will have that. But yeah, that went in, and you can kind of see with the door closed and graphics card. And one thing that's nice, they have this like little extra piece here that you put over here that goes on the end, which allows to kind of push down your PCI Express power connectors so they don't pop off the panel of the case, which is just something that, you know, the panels on this case, they basically just pop off very easily. So if you didn't have that and you had, you know, there's a possibility they might pop off. So just this nice little piece of, extra piece of case right there. So yeah, and this is kind of what it looks like from the side. You can see that big ass graphics card we have installed there.
If it's,
If it's, you know, and here's the other side with that, you know, all our cables and everything. But yeah, I mean, everything went in very easily. It's great that you have support for up to a 280 millimeter AIO, and that installation is easy.
That's like the most amazing thing to me about this is this case fits a 280, and mm-hmm. that it's so easy to do.
Mm-hmm. It's because you're doing it outside the case, and you basically just close that door down. Yeah. You know, just make sure your cables are out of the way, and you're good to go. It did really well. You can look at our cooling temperatures and stuff. It's pretty good. Anything where you're condensing things down, things are going to get a little warmer than they would in a normal case. But if you are doing an AIO, which I would recommend, which this case is really geared towards, you shouldn't have any real issues with CPU cooling. You know what I mean? Our idle was 32 degrees Celsius and went up to 55 under load, which is, you know, not loud at all, or not hot at all. And then you can see our noise levels as well. It's just well executed case. I think the biggest thing for me is that it's easy to build in, right? Small form factor cases, while they're great when they're looking like they're taking up no space on your desk, they can be the biggest pain in the ass to build in. And I've almost thrown some against the wall because I'm like, what the hell, you know? And then connecting all your cables, and then, if you forget something, you got to pull even in this case, if you forgot to connect something, it would be a pain to, you know, but again, with that radiator door, you know, you pull that out and you could basically have access to your whole motherboard right there. It's a lot easier to navigate inside this case. So I really like this case. You can get the versions without the power supply. Those are $99, both available in the white that we reviewed, as well as black. And then the version with the 700 watt power supply is $199.
I would think you'd want the one that comes with a power supply, though, just cut mostly for those custom length cables. Right?
Yes, I would 100% agree. This is kind of just the way to go. But again, we've built in a decent amount of mini ITX cases. This has been the easiest, especially with the size of the hardware. Like, we've done some mini ITX cases. We're installing like super small graphics cards and things like that. I mean, I installed the biggest, longest graphics card. Well, not the longest, but one of the biggest graphics cards that I have. Yeah, it's great. And Hite does have they have like a rewards program. So they're gonna be coming out. They announced at CES, they announced a keyboard as well as a really awesome looking case in the Y60, which we did cover on the podcast. And then, you know, if you not only when you buy products, but if you like shout them out on social media and do some other stuff, you can earn points and you can earn some pretty cool stuff. So they sent over their desk mat, which I think is one of the cooler looking desk mats. You know, you have a keyboard, you know, it's pretty cool. In that pretty awesome blue, it's a full size desk mat. You can win that. You could also win a t-shirt, which I'm awesomely modeling here, you can see.
Yeah.
But yeah, t-shirt you can get with that rewards program as well. And you don't have to buy a product to sign up for the rewards program. So we have the link. It's super easy to sign up. And you know, you can, they'll do different things like, you know, retweet something of theirs or whatever, and you earn points. And you can get some pretty cool accessories like that. So you know, but overall, like I said, probably we haven't reviewed like a ton of mini ITX cases, but out of the handful that we reviewed over the past couple of years, this has been my favorite and easiest to build in. So check out the review. I think it's well worth it if that's kind of, you know, the case that you're looking to get. So yeah. So in the chat, we have Old Man. Good to see you here in the chat. I know I was kind of rambling along there, but good to see you here. You're usually here every week with us. That brings us to Case Mod Friday. And we have a really cool build, and I didn't realize at first that it was like a desk build too. So this build is called Alien Breach, and it's themed after like the Alien movies. And it looks, again, it looks like a set out of a movie almost, with some of these. Let me get to the one. It's like, that kind of like look almost looks like a movie set sort of, you know?
It does. Yeah.
It's,
you got like the pipes with the slime coming out of them.
Yeah. And like how this even goes down to, is this the graphics
like a walkway?
Card? Like back here, is that like a graphics card? I guess. I think. I don't know.
I think it's just more of the motherboard. And I think it's just covering it.
Yeah.
Unless that's a mini ITX board, but.
Yeah. No, it's full. You can see the SATA connectors down here.
Okay. Yep.
But yeah, it's really interesting. Here's another shot. You can see he kind of did this like alien coming out of the floor like the movie. It's so cool. And the cool thing about this is, like I said, this is a desk build, so this is what it looks like. Like, here's his desk, and he built this into the desk over here. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty sweet.
And he also said that like he made everything so it's easy to access, like he can swap out parts pretty easily, he said. So that's pretty cool as well. And I really like it how the memory kind of like it kind of just goes in, like the colors kind of just go with the whole build. I think it's just like, it's really interesting. I thought this one was really interesting, especially not from a super well-known, you know, modder builder,
right?
Here you can see it, like the kind of what it looks like, the above view of it. It's pretty cool. So yeah, check this one out. This is a really cool desk build. It'd just be cool to like sitting there and be like, look over and be like, oh yeah, this is like a
little, you know, set going.
Yeah, you know, right there. So very, very cool. Go ahead and check that one out, of course. And again, if that's not your thing, I do have to say we didn't link it. But if we do, last week we had, you know, we didn't do the podcast, we had this one as well. The Porsche 992 from Fen High-End Custom Systems. It is completely different type of build, but it's pretty awesome. This is themed after a Porsche engine. You kind of see like what it would look like from that side. It's really badass as well. So again, we have ton of Case Mod Friday builds. You just go to articles and then Case Mod Friday, and then there's just a ton for you guys to check out. So definitely go ahead and do that. And then a reminder, we are giving away a Fractal Design Torrent compact case, which we reviewed, was that 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago, I think.
So, yep.
So super easy to enter. 14 days left on this one. We have the link in the description of this video or in our show notes. Just incredibly easy to enter. Awesome case. The original Torrent is a massive case, and they kind of shrunk things down. So this still will support extended ATX and long graphics cards, but that front portion of the case, which I felt was dead space in the original, it's kind of taken away. And we're giving away the RGB version, which comes with two RGB fans, as well as a tempered glass side panel on both sides. So the front and the back, which I always hate having the tempered glass in the back, because I know, because it makes me have to organize my cables. Yep. But it's a cool version of the case. Like I said, 14 days left. We do it through Gleam. Super easy to enter. So go ahead and get your entry in on that one. And that brings us to news this week. And we have a cases launched. We have motherboard. We have some other stuff. I think that one of the biggest things this week is that basically all of the major details for Intel's Arc Alchemist graphics cards, they were detailed. It looks like we lost Ryan. Oh, he's back.
No, you're good.
Okay, just making sure. But yeah, so you know, we haven't known like the full details on Intel Arc Alchemist graphics cards. We knew that they're going to be called Alchemist. We knew there can be three series or three different, you know, levels, like entry level, mid range, and high end. But we really didn't know all that much more about the graphics cards, at least not yet. We've seen some leaks. But Psi Software, who makes Sandra, which is basically a benchmarking program that we use, they put out a lot of information on these new cards. So as I said, there's going to be three series. A300 series is going to be your entry level series. A500 series is going to be your mid range series. And the A700 series is going to be your high end series. So on the A300 series, we have 128 execution units, which will give you 1024 shaders, 6 gigabytes, and all of these are GDDR6, 6 gigabytes of GDDR6 running at 14 gigabit per second across a 96-bit memory interface. And then the A500 series goes up to 384 execution units, which would be 3072 programmable shaders, 12 gigabytes of GDDR6, and that memory is going to be running at 16 gigabit per second across a 192-bit interface. And then finally, the A700 series, which again is the super high end, 512 execution units, 4096 shaders, 16 gigabytes of GDDR6, which is also going to be running at 16 gigabits per second over a 256-bit memory interface. So pretty much the most details that we've seen on this series. It is unclear whether that's like we're going to get an A300, an A500, an A700. And notice these say series. So are we going to get like three cards in the A300 series? You know,
right.
We don't know
like a 300 that. 300 and a 350 or something.
Yeah. So we don't know that. I assume these are the full chip. Right. So like the, you know, because how graphics cards work is you have a certain chip and then you'll get like three cards, typically three, sometimes four cards out of that chip. And what they do is they'll take, you know, say for the A500 series, they'll take those 384 execution units and they'll cut those down for like, you know, like Ryan said, like the A500 will be like, maybe, I don't know, 300, and then the A550 will be, you know, and then the full chip would, you know, would be the full 384. So it's unclear about that. The interesting thing about this is all of these cards, all three series of the cards, will fully support DirectX 12 Ultimate, like the full spec, which means they will have real-time ray tracing. It's unclear if this is going to be done with, if they're going to have specific cores for ray tracing or specific hardware for ray tracing. That's unknown currently. But it's interesting that even the low end will fully support the DirectX 12 Ultimate spec. So, and then Sandra did run their GP GPU benchmark with a A380 graphics card. So I guess that's 1,000. That's the full spec, 1,024 shaders. And you can kind of see how it does. It's, where is it on here?
The bottom.
Bottom one, yeah. So, you know, you can kind of see how it does. It's pretty close to, I guess, you know, it beats the...
Depends what it is, yeah.
Yeah, it depends on the test, but it's relatively close to 1660 Ti or 3050, really, yep. In this test. But again, this isn't like a fully it's not like a real I would say gaming GPU test. So but it's something to look forward to. Definitely the most information we've had on these cards. And again, they're expected to launch in the second half of this year. I think as we're getting a lot of more information being leaked out and all of that, that's hopefully we will see them by the second half of this year. So very exciting. Kind of getting a better
ready for this third player.
Yeah. And getting just a better idea of what the series really will be and kind of what to expect. So
sure.
Very cool stuff there for sure. The big thing we've been hearing about over the past couple of weeks is PCI Express 5.0 power. We've seen a bunch of power supplies be announced or released that have the new connector. It's being called the 12VHPWR. That's the official spec for it. It's a 16-pin cable, which will give you 600 watts over a single cable. And it seems as if PCI Express 5.0 graphics cards will all have this connector. From what it seems like. So basically, yeah, so
they'll need that 16 pin or a 3x8 to 16 pin adapter. Okay.
Yeah. So basically, all like the next generation of graphics cards will all have this connector, which kind of makes sense because, you know, you need it. It just makes it the smaller one cable instead of 3 8 pins is much better.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's kind of what it seems. It'd be really interesting to see. I guess like all the power supply manufacturers are adding these in.
It's interesting. Those you've got the 12 pin, and then you have four smaller cables running along. Yeah, the 4-pin.
I was reading up on the spec.
I forget what those were for.
Yeah, I forget what those are for, but there's a lot of controversy over this connector because some manufacturers they didn't put the 4 pins in and it didn't meet the spec, and I think Asus might have been one of those. But this is something new. It's kind of cool. You know, we've had how long have we had the PCI Express, the 8-pin power cables?
For quite a while. I mean, I'm trying to think of the last card that I had that was like a 4-pin Molex, you know.
Yeah, like, I mean it's been a while, so this is kind of the new thing. So again, all the new power supplies, at least in the higher end ranges, will have this. And it's kind of crazy to think 600 watts coming from a single cable.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of 16 cables, you know, 16 pins, so I mean that,
yeah,
plenty. But yeah, it's kind of nuts.
It's going to be interesting too to see, like, you know, if a card has a certain TDP, like, are we going to see crazy cards that use two of these? Or like, I mean, that's kind of
600 watts is crazy, you know, like, just I don't know how many years ago it was, but we were like, oh, nobody needs a 1,000-watt power supply anymore, right? Like, you could get away with a 600-watt power supply.
I mean, in fact, like, I'm the highest
650 right now.
The highest end cards right now use, like, I think at the max, like 450, like the crazy high end 3090s are like 450. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot through a single cable, I think.
Yep.
But it's like I said, it's cool. It's for me, it's cool because it's like, we don't see this stuff all that often. Like, we're used to the same thing.
Yeah, these don't change much.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool. And I think, because you're getting down to the single cable too, it's gonna be interesting. Just like we saw on the Founders cards, like, they put this cable vertical, right? They didn't put it horizontal. So we'll see how manufacturers use this connector and how that kind of, you know, how that all works. Be interesting.
Well, and the fact that like all cards are gonna require this, when some, you know, we still have some cards that come out every now and then with they only need six, right? You only need 6-pin PCI.
Yeah,
you've got that extra two kind of hanging off the side.
Yeah, so yeah, pretty cool. So yeah, like I said, I know Cooler Master, Gigabyte, Asus, MSI have all announced power supplies that will have this connector already. So pretty cool stuff. I'm excited to see the with the new car, you know, how they're going to implement that connector on the new cards. So yeah, talking about new hardware, we have a new Z690 motherboard, and it's from EVGA. Now, I could be wrong, but is this the first time we've seen a Kingpin motherboard? So this is the EVGA Z690 Dark Kingpin.
Obviously, we've seen dark boards, but you may be right on the Kingpin.
Because we've seen Kingpin graphics cards.
Yeah.
But we haven't seen Kingpin motherboards. This board looks absolutely awesome. It's obviously geared towards overclockers.
Yeah, it's got one thing in mind, and that's overclocking.
Yeah. All like so many different connectors. You have all the dip switches down here. These are probably switches for LN2 modes and BIOS switches. Is it just this bottom part right here? I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, what's the reasoning for the thickness and...
Yeah, and then there's an extra...
Shinny.
Shinny says, I'm pretty sure Kingpin usually wears a white suit. Yeah.
You're not wrong.
You're not wrong. But yeah, I mean, it's just an awesome looking board. You have all your voltage checkpoints up here. Dual postcode displays. Postcode, yep. Yeah, there's just so much on this board that I like. So I don't know.
Again, I go back to it always cracks me up how decked out these overclocking boards are with like dual LAN and wireless and all the audio stuff on there, right? Like you would think they would just make it a bare bones board. You could get away with a MITX sized board.
Yeah. That's just gotta be the most.
Anyhow, yeah. If you want to put the best overclocking board in your system, go for it.
21 phase power design.
Jeez.
Yeah. It doesn't have, can we see? 829.
830. Holy cow.
Yeah. 829. But yeah, I mean, it has everything. Like, all of the most high-end stuff. It doesn't have 10 gig LAN, though. It has 2.5 gig LAN. But it's basically garbage. Has, yeah. It even has a U2 connector, which I don't think people still use those. But yeah, it's an awesome board. Is this the board that's going in that EVGA system that we talked about? Remember that system?
No, I don't remember. I'm sure we did, but which EVGA system?
Their pre-built system. Remember we talked about it?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. This
let me see if it's under their featured products. No. No, they don't even have it on. I can't go through all this. Is it under concept? No. Oh, that's too much stuff. That's the fine. Yeah. In any case, I don't know if that was the board that was on it, because I know the graphics card was the Kingpin graphics card that you got with it. So I wasn't sure. But in any case, Z690 Dark Kingpin, really cool. Really cool to see him. Again, I could be wrong, but this is probably the first Kingpin motherboard, I'm guessing. So really cool stuff. So check that out for sure. And then talking about interesting cases. Now you and I are split on this. So there was a really cool mod a little while back that got a lot of attention. It was like a shoe. Here it is right here. Let's see if we can bring this video up here. Let's see if we can find. It was basically a case mod that was fashioned after a sneaker. It's pretty cool. And this one's really cool because this one's water cooled, like custom water cooling loop and all this kind of stuff in here. Mini ITX and all of that. Super awesome, especially if you're like a sneakerhead. Like this is just,
sure.
You know, this is awesome. But it appears that Cooler Master is going to make this into a case. Like, this will be a case. It might be a special edition, but it's going to be May. It's going to be available for people to have if you wanted it. You can kind of see what it's kind of a small picture, but that's kind of like the, you know, kind of what they're going for with this. So if you're a sneakerhead, it's pretty cool. And they also said that it's going to be, now they say, again, this is going to be mini ITX. So they say it's going to be easy to switch out components and things like that. I don't know how easy it's going to be, because again, it's mini ITX. But
yeah, I'm just not a fan.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I think, again, if you're
if you're into that, I'm like, what is the Venn diagram where sneakerheads and PC enthusiasts cross? Like, how big is that sliver, right?
Yeah. It would be kind of interesting to have this sitting on your desk. And it makes me wonder, like, how actually, like, because again, I mean, this has to be like what, like a, at least an 80 millimeter fan.
Oh, at least.
At least an 80 millimeter fan. So it's like, I mean, I don't know, these weird spring things. I think it's just for looks. I don't know. It'd be cool to see. And how, I think the thing is, if it's easy to build in, I think it would be pretty cool, you know?
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see, you know, what size graphics cards you can fit here and all that. But yeah, really cool concept. I like that we're doing different stuff. I like that we're doing different things with cases these days, you know?
I think the GPU runs along the bottom, like flat, kind of like in a...
Isn't this not... Well, this is a render, but isn't that it right there? Could be wrong. I don't think it runs along the bottom. I think it's right here.
Well, scroll down to the next image. Because that's like your motherboard, because you see the RAM.
Your motherboard's here, and on that side. I think... Because here you can see the...
Oh, your PCI.
Yeah, and the motherboard. So I think it's half of it. So the graphics card would be on the other side. So I think it's split.
Yeah.
So you would have your motherboard on one side and graphics card on the opposite side. I think that's kind of how it would go.
Who knows? But, we'll have to get some more
pictures. In any case, I think it's cool. I know Ryan's not. And Shinny in the chat said, come look at my giant shoe. Yeah, you came into somebody's room and, you know, you had this big shoe sitting there. And like, you know, Shinny, you're on your stream and you're like, guys, look at my piece. You could have it behind you. And people are like, oh, what's that shoe on your shelves back there? Like, what's your shoe doing? And they're like, oh, no, that's my PC. That's what's running the stream right now. That'd be pretty cool, I think. I think it would
we'll
be
have to cool. agree to disagree.
Yeah. Well, again, I think it comes down. I can't imagine this case is going to be like insanely expensive, because it's. I don't think like, you know, 100, 150, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, I bet it'll be more than that.
You think?
Because I bet that's those panels are going to be aluminum.
If they're aluminum, I don't know. We'll see. Based on price, maybe I'll get one, and I'll build a system in it. I'll be like, look at my shoe, and I can have it behind me on the stream.
I guess it might go all right on your stand back there.
Yeah, it'll be cool. So that's one case from Cooler Master. They also launched a new flagship, which, see, now I'm less impressed with this than the other. This is a big ass case, which I'm a fan of, but I just don't. I don't know. It's the half 700 Evo.
It's the last time you saw two fans in the back of a case like that.
Yeah, that's just
that weren't just 80 millimeter. That's so huge.
Yeah, it's like it's just big. I mean, the design's all right, but like internally it doesn't look like anything great. And I don't think they like posted anything besides the renders on this. No, why is everything taking forever to load? But like they didn't post much beyond the renders. Like, this is all, it just says coming soon. I don't think. Okay, well, that's, I mean, it's a big case. Like, you can fit the biggest hardware in here, which I like. But just the design of it all, you know, rotatable radiator bracket, which is kind of cool, I guess. But I don't know. What do you think about this case?
I mean, it's, yeah, I don't know. Where is that? Oh, that's the back. Okay. Decade of half design. Oh, look at it, that monitor's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's like a Nest for your PC.
Yeah, I mean, it looks a lot like the NZXT layout.
Yeah, it's, yeah. So that, I mean, that's cool and everything. It's just for a flagship, flagship.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah,
feel it like doesn't. It doesn't do it for me for a flagship. It's we've seen a bunch of cases announced recently, and this just doesn't. Maybe it's just me. I mean, I think a lot of people will like this case, and I think a lot of people will like the little screen thing here and all of that. But I think the thing I like about it the best is that it's a big ass case. I think some we've
holy yeah,
what, that's pretty cool.
Is that the top? Yeah, it's the top lifted off.
Yeah, so I didn't see that. I think again, there's like room for so much support in this, but you have to be building in this. These are removable brackets too. The front, you can tell it's removable as well, like the cooling brackets. Wait, how do I get? Oh, I mean, it's better executed than I've seen from Cooler Master, put it that way. But it'd be interesting to see how much it will cost, you know. But
I just don't see how it could. I mean, it's gonna be expensive most likely, but
yeah, it's big. It's real big. I mean, you know, I like how big it is. I don't know. Just this design just doesn't. I don't know. Just doesn't do it for me. I like the older Cooler Master. I forget the big one with the two big handles on the side. What was that called? That was one of my favorite cases.
The Cosmo. Yeah, that's it's a $500 case. This is
HAF
700 Evo.
Yeah, I like the Cosmos cases. Like I said, old man said this case is like $500. Like that's a lot. Now, if you're doing a build in this where you need all that space and you're doing water cooling, yeah. But at the same time, there's like a lot of, I think, cases that give you just a lot more. Like even like an O11 Dynamic XL, it's all clear, so you can see all your if you're doing a water cooling build, you want to be able to see it all. These front panel things like just don't. I don't know. I'm just torn on this case. Shinny says he likes the angled radiator bracket. Yeah, I think that's cool. And we've seen that kind of become a thing in custom builds. People have been doing that. And he said, big as his Thermaltake Core X9? I don't know. It's a big case. It's going to be, I mean, just based on like this picture, I mean, you can, and those are at least 120s. So, I mean, it's big. I just think at that price, there's some better options out there, in my opinion. But yeah, so that's a new flagship from Cooler Master. I'll take the shoe case over that one for me. Corsair also launched a new big case, which again, I'm not the biggest fan of this one either, honestly. Maybe I'm just like old school. Maybe I'm like that old guy now. Where I'm just like, I don't
know. These damn lights. And
yeah. No, I like this case, but I think Corsair's done better in the past too. But maybe we're just getting to that point where it's just, I don't know. So Corsair launched their 5000T RGB. Lots of RGB lighting. It very kind of Corsair-esque looking case. I do like the design of this one better than the Cooler Master, but it's still, it doesn't. I mean, it's nice, but it doesn't like shoot out at me like, oh my God, like, you know?
Yeah. It's okay.
They did it. Of course, they also announced these cool little lighting deals. I forgot what they're called.
Yeah.
The LC 100s, which I think are pretty cool that you can kind of put in your case. Again, if you have a big ass case, these would kind of work out pretty well. But like, even this case, like, it has that stupid power supply cut out right here.
Like, there's no point in that. Like, who cares what power supply you have in there? And it's usually like upside down anyways, and
Yeah. This one's decently expensive too. I don't think
I saw some more shots of it in it. Yeah, I'm just not impressed.
Let's
either.
See if we can bring it up here. And that's a $400 case.
Yep.
At least on, you know. That's a lot of money. You know, I know with this one you're getting some fan. I don't know how many fan. You're at least getting
the three. Yep.
You get the three front fans. And are these just like RGB lights up here?
Yeah, they're integrated though.
Okay.
It comes with a controller as well.
Yeah, so I guess you're getting
I mean, it's going to have to, essentially.
Yeah, so, I mean, with that, you are getting more value because those controllers...
It's another one of those cases where there's just that empty space at the front.
Yeah.
Right? Where, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they'll pull a fractal and make a compact version. I assume they're going to make a smaller version, right? Yeah. You know, they might do the micro ATX and then a mini ATX version, which most people do. But yeah, it's a big case. I like the white version better than the black version, obviously. Lots of room back here too. It is good to see, because I don't think we've seen like companies come out with like these big ass cases. This, you know, especially like both companies.
Corsair
like,
has the 5000D.
Yeah. I don't know. I like it though. It's a cool case. But it's just doesn't scream like buy me to me. So in any case, those are the three new cases that were announced recently. It's good to see some new cases, man. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of missing out on new cases. So, Shinny said them kids and their darn RGB. I have like, if you look at my case, it's all RGB, but it's not that. It's just like the case just doesn't, I don't know. It's just the design of it doesn't do it for me. And then old man in the chat said, he goes, I remember when $400 was a lot for a graphics card. Yeah. I mean, we've seen cases that like, you know, and if you went to like the super high extreme end, I mean, Case Labs cases were like extremely expensive. But the more material cost because they were all aluminum. And even, you know, a lot of the Lee and Lee all aluminum cases got expensive. And we've seen some other brands, some boutique brands. Yeah. But even like the boutique brands, I mean, they're decently expensive. I would say the Corsair case compared to the Cooler Master, I think you're getting a little more value because you get the controller, which does have software connected to it. And I assume if you're getting this case, just like with my system, like you're staying in that Corsair ecosystem anyways. So having that controller already built in and where you can add to it, add more fans, add more lighting accessories that are Corsair, it's definitely a plus there. So yeah. What else do we have this week? Oh, really interesting story. And I sent this to you last week, I think. One of the first real gaming branded memory companies was Crucial's Ballistics line. I remember Crucial Ballistics. I thought it was like, oh, this is super cool. Like we're getting gaming. And this is like years ago. Like we're getting gaming themed memory for, you know, for computers. I believe, now I could be wrong, but I believe, because we reviewed them, they were the first company that put LEDs, not RGB LEDs, just regular LEDs on memory. It was called their Crucial Ballistics Tracer. And we reviewed the originals. Yep. And I thought that was the coolest thing ever. And before there was software, all that those RGB or all of those LEDs would show you is the activity of the memory. That's like what they would do. It's still super cool. At the time, it was awesome. But apparently, Micron, which is the parent company, they're ending the Ballistics line. It's kind of interesting.
I hate to see that.
Yeah, because they're like an OG, I mean?
Absolutely. And, you know, I thought that they were really going to have something with one of their recent releases where you could replace the top strip of the memory with like a 3D printed design.
Okay.
Like I even printed some to just test it out. I was like, oh, this would look cool on top of the memory because you could replace the diffuser with your own design. And I was like, oh, this could be really neat.
Yeah.
But didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. I don't know. it's kind of like out of nowhere too, because I mean, they were, I mean, we reviewed, I mean, this picture is from a review. I mean, this was a little bit older picture, but I mean, we reviewed Ballistic's products, I think last year, I mean, was the last one that we did. So, I mean, it's not like they stopped making products. Maybe we always say this because we think like gaming is like super huge, but I mean, Micron is selling NAND to everybody, right. You know, so I mean, that business is 10, 20, 30, 100 times bigger than this little gaming line. And maybe somebody who was running it just we don't know what happened.
Yeah. I mean, they're still gonna offer storage products, you know.
Yeah,
and I'm guessing still some crucial just like non-ballistics memory.
Yeah. So yeah, it's kind of sad. And again, just thinking back at that, those original ballistic tracers, I was like, man, these are, yep, that's awesome. It's crazy to think that that's so long ago too. But yeah, it was weird because they just sent out an email too. Like, we got the email and it just, we have the copy of the email in the article. Yeah. So no more crucial ballistics. So if you have that stuff, save it, I guess. It's just like OCZ or any of those other ones. You just gotta kind of save them, I guess. I have some OCZ actually.
Oh, I do too, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. And our last little piece of news talking about EOL or end of life. I don't really play Bethesda games. I don't know if you do, Ryan, but no, they it's like I like 2019, 20, 21 were like the year of the launcher. Like every company had a launcher now. That was like the thing.
Yeah.
You needed a launcher for whatever. And it looks like Bethesda is like that. Yep. That was fun. We're done. They are going to be shutting down their launcher and then everything is moving over to Steam. I think a lot of the companies did the launchers to get away from the Steam, like taking, I guess,
Their percentages.
But I think a lot of companies and even Epic is realizing that it's like it's not easy to do what Steam does, and that's why Steam takes the percentage that they take, maybe. You know, so yeah, Bethesda launcher, I think you have till, when did they say?
April.
Yeah, you have till April. They have all the information on how you move your games over and how you migrate all your stuff. Pretty easy to do. And I think if you're a gamer, this is just better because that's one less launcher that you that you really need, I think. And yeah, she didn't even know. She goes, Bethesda had their own launcher, apparently. I don't play Bethesda games. I had never played. I might have played one Fallout. I don't know which one it was. But, I mean, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, I played like Fallout Shelter and I have Doom.
And yeah, I mean, a lot of these games you could have additionally bought on Steam. Like you could still buy them on Steam. It was just like they offered their own launcher and maybe you didn't, like the price was cheaper on the launcher or something like that. So yeah. I don't know. Maybe we'll see more of these go away. Having maybe one, two big ones, like you have your Blizzard, I guess, you know, you have Epic and you have Steam, you know?
Yeah.
And there's other
Origin and.
Yeah. Origin, I guess too. Yeah. It's just the less launchers we need, the better. So I'm not against this at all. So that is our news for the week. Coming up next week, I have a new Z690 motherboard, the Z690 Aorus Ultra from Gigabyte. Pretty awesome motherboard. It's actually on the test bench behind me. Yeah, really excited to tell you all about this one. Lots of fun stuff. All the new Z690 goodies. Oh, I always hate these websites where, like, if you scroll too far, it like takes it all the way away. But if you want to move up a little bit, it doesn't. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on this board. And Gigabyte's one of the few ones that are doing the rear USB 3.2 Gen 2x2. A lot of companies are doing it by header. So you need to connect it to like your case. You get it by the connector on the rear of this one. So that's very important.
I mean, they still have the connector for the front, but.
Yeah, but that's what, but like having it, not everybody has a case that supports it. And for us to test, like we have it on a test bench, so we don't have one of the, you know what I mean? It just makes it easier to do that. So yeah, 16 plus 1 plus 2 power phase design, all kinds of stuff on this. So we'll be telling you all about that. And yeah, so we have coming up next week. Ryan's working on some reviews. I have some other stuff here, some really cool stuff that I can't tell you about just yet. But yeah. And we talk about if you did anything cool. Did you do anything? You went on your trip. Did you do anything like trip, yeah, tech related on your trip or use any kind of?
No, I mean, I brought a laptop that I'm reviewing with me. Didn't get to use it a lot, but my major test case was like, how does this thing travel, right? Portable, like the weight and size. How does that, you know, the size of the power supply that you bring along with you? That was more what I was expecting to be able to do. And that's how it kind of turned out. We just didn't have much downtime for me to really use it. No, I mean, I shot took a bunch of photos, threw my drone up for a little while, but nice. Nothing too crazy.
I did two things. One, I started watching the Book of Boba Fett and I thought it was horrible.
Did you make it all the way through?
I watched one episode and the first major fight scene in the first episode was so bad. It was like I was watching it in slow-mo. It was that bad. I was like, what am I watching?
The first fight, but it's worth finishing, I think.
It was so bad. The storyline's not bad, but just like the action, like I really felt like I was watching like a Disney, I don't even know. It was just not an action scene that should be in any, I don't know, just wasn't good. I was just sitting there and I was like, is this real life? So not a fan of that. But also I finally put my monitor on a monitor arm. So it's sitting on a nice monitor arm, which was super easy to install. The biggest pain in the ass with any monitor arm is routing all your cables.
Yes.
Cause my desk is on this side, like this far side, but, or not my desk, my PC is on this far side, and on my other like the normal stand it would just kind of come to the middle, but then I have the monitor I'm on the far side now, so I had to reroute all of the cables. Well, that was the biggest pain in the ass. But this is a monitor arm from a company called AVLT. I don't know how you would say that. And what's really cool about their monitor arm compared to other ones, I don't know, I mean you have a few, but like most of them you like install the arm on the desk and then you have to kind of weirdly hold your monitor and like screw in the actual mount, right?
Yep.
It's like kind of a pain in the ass really, especially if you have like a larger monitor.
Yeah.
So with these, they have this sort of locking system where you install the VESA mount bracket on your monitor and then you kind of just slot your monitor in. It kind of like clips in.
Yeah. Yeah, something like especially, that really nice.
Yeah, especially with this bigger monitor, like a 49-inch monitor, it was so easy. Definitely will be buying monitor arms for them. They're more expensive than like the cheaper ones you find on Amazon, but they're not as expensive as like the Ergotrons. So to get a monitor arm that supports the weight and size of this 49-inch, there was like a few. Everybody said the Ergotron, but the Ergotron was like $300. And I was like, that's a little expensive just for a monitor arm. Shinny just says, I don't think Bob has used monitor arms in a while. No, I mean, the one I have over here, which is only a couple years old, it's the same thing. It was like, you have to hold the monitor and do it all at once. Like you can't, I don't know, a little more difficult. But in any case, yeah, so the Ergotrons are like $300. This was like $120 or $130, and it's really nice. A lot more desk space under the monitor now. Everything looks clean, so I'm definitely a big fan of that. Those are the kind of two things I really tech related I did. Just working on a bunch of reviews. I thought I did something else, but I don't really think I did. So yeah. So that is it, guys. We're gonna be jumping over to Twitch. Shinny just said. Yeah. He has a few at home. They have the detachable VESA bracket. Well, I mean, I don't know. This is the first one that I've had the detachable VESA bracket. And mainly I bought like the cheaper ones. So maybe that was my problem there. I don't know. But yeah, we're going to be jumping over to Twitch, twitch.tv/thinkcomputers, playing some Apex Legends with Shinny. Hopefully we play some good games tonight. Got some new, I have a new mouse that I might be testing out with this. So I'll be pretty excited to see if how that works out for me. But yeah, if you guys want to follow along, keep on hanging out with us, twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. Thanks everybody for coming out. Thanks to everybody in the chat, which I think is just old man and shitting. Thank you guys for coming out. And of course, everybody who listens to us later, Ryan will have the Twitch stream up here in just a second. And we'll see everybody here next week.